Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults. Let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more. Because it's an adult thing.
Woot woot! Hi, fellow adults!
This is Nika.
And this is Carla. At bago po natin pasukin ang topic natin for today, syempre shoutout muna sa fellow adults natin na walang sawang nakikinig, sumusubaybay, at nagsishare ng episodes natin sa social media. Hello, Kena, Chinito Travels, na ginawa agad-agad yung easy recipe ni Nika na
yes!
Poor man's bibimbap after listening to our easy recipe episode. Siya yun eh, no? Tama?
Yes.
Hello din and congrats kay Bryant Gali, also known as Ang Tikatik. Avid listener natin siya, Moms. Kaka-graduate lang sa college.
Congrats!
Yes, welcome to the workforce, Sir Gali.
Aw, sad. Charat.
Congrats with question mark.
Congrats. To achievement yan. Congrats.
Yes. Shout out din kay Jean Guadagna tsaka kay Aya Oropilia, mga fellow adults natin sa Norway. Meron pang super sweet na message si Jean, Mom, pero ipabasa ko na lang sa'yo later.
Sige.
In private.
Taray. Okay. Also, thank you to Cindy Apostol, May Sanchez, Christine Joy Marañon, When Will You Read na nasa IG, and Franco Babasa, mga nagsashare din sila ng episodes natin. Sa Twitter naman, thanks for spreading the word, Mr. Bin, Jamie_Jema, and Alvin Villanueva. Shout out din kay Lila Nana, who not only shared our unpopular opinions episode, may entry din siya. But it's too juicy to discuss a shout out segment. So maybe we'll make it an inspiration for a whole episode. Oh, ganun ka. Ka-unpopular. Charot. Ka-controversial and juicy. Yan. Salamat sa idea, Lila. Thank you.
Thank you, fellow adults. And thank you sa GoTime Bank, ang best at favorite online bank namin ni Mom Shinika. Why? Kasi hassle-free siyang gamitin. Tapos meron pang free fund transfers to other banks. So, hindi kami chinacharge yung transfer fee. So, nakakatipid kami.
Yes.
Thank you, GoTime, for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you. Ayan. I-introduce na natin ang topic natin for today, Carla.
Sige.
Sa mga nakabasa na ng title, yes, tama po. We will talk about hidden homophobia. Kasi hindi lang naman tuwing June or tuwing Pride Month relevant ang topic na to. Homophobia or the prejudice against gay people or the queer community has been deeply rooted in our culture. And we experience it in all months of the year. Mm-hmm. So, hindi lang tayo sa June lalaban.
Yes.
Kailangan natin lumaban all year round. Charot. Sana not for long. Kapagod yun.
We have our victories too. Pero,
yes.
Mahaba-habang laban pa to, ma'am.
Kurik. Kurik-kurik.
At dahil nga deeply rooted na siya sa everyday reality natin, nagiging invisible na siya sa paningin natin. So parang yung mga nakasalamin tulad ko, just because every day we have to live with these frames, nagiging invisible na eventually sa amin tong frame ng salamin namin, na suot namin.
Mm.
So same siya with harmful cultural norms. Sobrang regular na natin sila na experience to the point na feeling natin normal, given, tsaka okay lang sila. itong practices na to. Kasi nga, normalized or invisible na sa atin yung harmful effects nila.
Yes. And just to be clear, this episode will not be a rant session of two LGBTQ plus people against straight people. Di po ganon.
Di po kami mga away.
Apo, we will do our best. What we want to do is very far from that. Actually, ang mga bibigyang spotlight namin ni Carla are homophobic practices na kahit members ng LGBTQ plus community are often guilty of doing. Kasi nga, hidden siya eh. So, and sometimes, even we, me, and Carla are sometimes guilty of doing these. So, hopefully, mapa-self-reflect din tayo regardless of our gender and sexual orientation.
Pero, Mamsh, bago natin i-uncover ang hidden homophobic practices that many of us are probably doing, isang kumustahan muna.
Game.
Ano ang highlight ng Pride Month natin? Ikaw muna.
Okay, sige. Nung start of June, we actually had a gender sensitivity training sa UP Dragon Boat Team. So, masaya yun. Really started the month with an educational conversation with the people in the team. So, ang ganda kasi narinig mo yung thoughts nila. And I'm so happy kasi yung mga younger paddlers, like yung mga students, ang dami nilang alam. Gen Z, ang dami nilang alam. Mas marami pa silang alam sa any other people in the room. Which I love. And I love that.
The informed ones.
Yes. And also, may mga older paddlers din kami sa team, like 50 plus years old. Ganyan. So, and they're willing to listen and learn. So parang, good. I'm not saying that we've changed people's minds or have solved the problem of gender sensitivity.
But you opened a conversation.
Yes. And it felt safe.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And then, to end the month, nitong June 29, we had a Pride session also at work. So, nagkaroon ng speaker about Soji, Soji SC, and explain because not everyone knows about it.
Sorry, diba? Soji SC?
Yes.
What's SC?
Sex characteristics. That's something new that I learned.
Me too.
Nung Soji episode natin, ang in-explain lang ni
Ryan.
Ni Ryan and ni Ging is sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression. Now it's Soji SC. Kasi as people are learning and talking about it, marami pa talagang nade-discover about our sexual orientation, gender identity, etc. Sex characteristics. Ganyan.
Okay. I gotta learn about that too.
How about you, Carla? Ano naman ang highlight ng Pride Month mo?
Ang highlight ng Pride Month ko, Mom, tuwang tuwa ako dun sa ginawa ng QC, Quezon City, na meron ng right to care ang LGBT plus couples.
Yes. Medyo nakakaiyak nga siya, actually.
Actually! Feeling ko kung nandun ako, kasi dalawa yung, ay nako, nakakainis. Simultaneous kasi yung QC Pride March, tsaka yung Metro Manila Pride March sa Makati. So, sa Makati ako pumunta, kasi yung mga kakilala kong naka-attend na, yun yung organization na nasalihan na. So, I was like, sige, para sure, punta ako doon. Happy naman siya. Pero, medyo nainggit lang ako na may moment yung gays sa QC Pride na in-announce yun.
Na initiated by the LGU.
Yes, in fairness to Mayor Joy Belmonte, ha? Shout out kay Madam.
The character development.
I know. O, sige, it. Sa ibang episode yan. Ayan. Guess kaya natin yun.
Why not? I love that.
No, sige, research natin ng mabuti. Yon, so bagamat hindi ako taga QC, mami, medyo malayo ka inta sa QC. Pero, and then, not so much naman. Pero, I see it as a big win for the Filipino LGBTQ plus community. So, yes. One city at a time.
Just to explain, ano ba yung right to care card?
Sa pagkaintindi ko, right to care card, yung bibigyan na ng karapatan yung key partner to decide on the other partner's health or welfare in critical moments. Can you help me expound, ma'am?
Yes, para siyang ganun. So, para siyang special power of attorney na if you have it, if you hold it, pagpunta ka sa ospital sa Quezon City, you have the power. Di man kong special power of attorney to decide. So, hindi kailangan antayin yung pamilya to decide for you.
Because kasi you are family.
Pamilya niya, exactly.
Oo. Ngayon kasi, bawal.
Mm-mm.
Legally, bawal.
Kahit na 10 years na kayong years, magkasama.
Yes. Hindi kayo honor as family member just because hindi kayo kasal.
Correct. So as of this time of recording, 3 public hospitals in Quezon City pa lang yung tumatanggap ng right to care card. Mm. Pero they're pushing for it to be cascaded to more hospitals in Quezon City. And syempre, sana magaya ng ibang LGUs, diba?
Mm-mm.
Like, it's so brilliant and it's such a simple solution.
Yes. So, happy for you, Quezon City Bex.
Yes!
Nice.
All right. So, it was a happy Pride Month for us.
Yes.
Evidently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, now let's get to business, Carla.
Sige.
Let's talk about hidden homophobia or yung mga seemingly harmless behaviors na pag tinignan mo talaga ng mabuti, it is homophobic or anti-gay pala.
Mm-mm.
So, Carla and I will give some of our own examples plus examples of hidden homophobia according to you guys, our fellow adults. Kasi nagpa-crowdsource din kami sa Instagram and we'll be reading some of your answers throughout this episode. Starting now.
Now. Sige. Crowdsource agad.
Okay, so ito yung pina-crowdsource natin. We asked for our fellow adults to share hidden homophobia that you have witnessed or experienced.
Mm.
And here are some of the answers of our fellow adults.
Okay.
Sabi ni the Titanium Face, people not acknowledging the proper pronouns.
Mm-mm.
So yan yung mga, if you prefer to be called he or she or they or them.
Pero dinidisregard.
Dinidisregard, yes.
Mm-mm.
Naman,
okay lang kung out of ignorance, yung hindi lang talaga nila alam.
Mm-mm.
Pero yung in-express mo na, nagpalit ka na ng pangalan, nagpalit ka na ng itsura, and you're, for example, you're a trans man, you're obviously a he.
Your gender expression is a
yes.
He, it's a masculine.
Oo. Tapos i-insist pa rin nila na she ka.
Mm-hmm.
Or vice versa, na nag-effort ka and all, na magmukhang Katriona Gray, you were born male, pero babae talaga yung nararamdaman mo. Therefore, that's how you express yourself. Pinalitan mo na yung pangalan mo na from Patrick naging Patricia. And yet, he pa rin yung ire-refer sa'yo. Sobrang dismissive niya sa identity at effort nung taong yon.
It's like saying, hi, I'm Nika, but this person keeps calling you
Badong.
Victoria, Badong. Ganyan. Carlos. Carlos. Ah, Nika po. Nika po ang gusto kong itawag sa akin. Ah, Carlos, sige. Parang ganon, yung feeling.
Mm-mm.
Yan. Okay. Hirap di magalit, ha?
Crowdsource pa lang yan, mami. Actually, itong si The Titanium Face, si Pau, mga 58 yata yung entry niya, mami.
Para sure na mabasa na yung entry niya.
We just chose the most subtle, most hidden.
Ito naman, sabi ni Nicole Francis, sabi niya, in quotation marks, baka face lang yan, malalampasan mo rin yan, huwag mo lang masyadong iniisip. End quote. Kru. Malalampasan mo rin yan. Isa raw itong pagsubok.
Charot.
Okay.
Nakakatawa yun.
Okay. I mean, sexuality can change. It's fluid.
Mm-mm.
Pero it's not something na kailangan mong lampasan or it's not a hurdle you have to go
through. It's not a bump in the road.
Yes.
Tsaka the tone is it's a low point in life. Pag sinabi mong, di malalagpasan mo rin yan, okay lang yan, baka face lang yan, it sounds as if you're undergoing something difficult or wrong.
Yeah. Eto naman. Tsaka medyo mahirap po yung advice na wag mo lang masyadong iniisip. Kasi it's my identity po eh. It's me.
Wag mo masyadong isipin, tsaka, ikaw si Nika, Nika.
Tsaka yung attraction, kayo nga, pag may crush kayo, hindi nyo matanggal sa isip nyo eh. Siyempre, mahirap yun. Hindi may isipin yung attraction.
Plus, diba? Kailan pa nag-work yung advice na wag mong isipin? Sipin. Parang yung elephant paradox. Pag sinabing, wag mong isipin yung elepante, the mere mention of an elephant will put that elephant in your mind. So, the wag mong iisipin advice just doesn't make sense.
Ito naman, shinare ni, it's me, Genoviva. Or it's me, Genoviva. I don't know.
Or Genoviva. Charot.
Yeah. So then, let's just say all the variations.
Sige.
Ito, sabi niya, not accepting, quote, straight people, being in a relationship with, quote, gay people.
Ang daming layers.
Tsaka ang daming quote. Charot.
Binila ko mga 84 yung quote eh.
So, not accepting straight people being in a relationship with gay people. So,
shucks, hindi natin napalinaw kay Genoviva what this means. Ang hula ko is, di ba may mga queer relationship na one is straight, one is hetero, and the other is trans. Transgender. So, halimbawa, yung isang tao sa relationship ay straight man, lalaki na straight. Tapos ang jowa niya is trans woman. Born male pero nag-transition into being a woman. So the male partner sees the other partner as a woman. So technically, na-attract pa rin yung male partner na yon sa woman lang, sa women lang. So technically, straight pa rin siya. Even if trans woman yung partner niya. May mga ganong instances kasi.
Okay.
And I've heard other people who insist na, ay hindi, bakla ka kasi yung jowa mo, bakla. Which is so wrong in so many levels. Kasi una sa lahat, trans women technically are not bakla. They're women. So that doesn't make the male partner gay. Kasi nga, woman yung tingin niya dun sa partner niya. And in any case, we don't have the right to tell another person na, ah, you see, that's your sexuality or that's your sexual orientation. No, you're wrong. I'm right about your sexual orientation. Parang tanga, di ba?
Yeah.
Yun. Yun yung interpretation ko dito sa entry ni Genoviva. Shocks. Dapat pala tinanong natin. Tama ba, mami? Yun ang intindi mo?
I don't know. It could also mean not accepting straight-looking people or hetero-looking people being in a relationship with someone who's more expressive of their different sexuality or of their gayness. Could be that. You don't know. So, palinaw na lang. It's me.
So, parang if you're a feminine woman, tapos ang partner mo, for example, is another woman.
Pero masculine yung expression niya.
Pero masculine. So, pa pwedeng sabihin ng ibang tao na, no, it can't be. You're too feminine to be gay. No?
Yeah, you're too feminine to be a lesbian. Or you're too masculine to be gay.
OMG, this reminds me. We have a common friend, Nika, na nung nagka-come out na siya sa iba niyang guy friends. This was in the 90s, ha? Nung nagka-come out na raw siya sa iba niyang guy friends na straight. So, lalaki to. Tapos nag-come out siya in their maybe teenage years as gay. His friends daw would be like, no, you can't be gay. How can you be gay? You're a gamer. You like comics. You can't be gay.
Wow, that's connected to his sexual orientation kasi. Ang pagkakaroon niya ng hilig sa comics at games.
Yeah, truly.
Maybe we should also, moving forward, maybe we should refer to it as heterosexual people or cisgendered people instead of straight people.
Of straight.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. To correct lang that term. Kasi mm-hmm. it kind of connotes na if you're not straight, you're something else. You're either you're broken or you're bent or there's something wrong. So baka lang the more correct term to use from now on is heterosexual or yun nga cisgender.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ako kasi, share ko lang, yung straight and non-straight, walang negative positive connotation sa akin bilang kulot. Yeah. I mean, pero gets ko na in a wider context, in a wider conversation, it's more helpful to use hetero as a term. Mm-mm. So hetero na lang or cisgender. Mm-mm. Tama?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Ayan. Pero I'm just saying na I don't take offense when I hear other people refer to straight, quote-unquote, straight people, hetero people as straight.
Mm-mm. I don't either.
Yeah, yeah. Kasi nga, so, para lang malinaw sa listeners natin na we don't take offense, parang it's just an opportunity to use more correct terms.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Oh, ano tayo
so
na?
That's the first round of our crowdsourced answers. Mag-share pa tayo mamaya-maya.
Oo, ng iba pang mga entry.
Yes.
May two more rounds pa tayo.
Uh-huh.
Sige. O tayo muna, Ma'am Shnika, mga personal entry natin sa hidden homophobia.
Sige. So, isang form of hidden homophobia are yung mga microaggressions.
Hmm. So, ano tong microaggressions? Ano yung sagot mo dito?
Maliliit na galit. Charot, maliliit na galit. Yung microaggressions, this was defined by Kevin Nadal. Isa siyang professor of psychology sa City University of New York. At saka past president din siya ng Asian American Psychological Association. So he defined it as, hindi siya yung nag-coin ng term ha, pero dinefine lang niya.
Okay.
In one of his many interviews na microaggressions are defined as the everyday, subtle, intentional, and oftentimes unintentional interactions or behaviors that communicate some sort of bias towards historically marginalized groups. So, hindi lang siya nangyayari sa mga LGBTQIA+. It can also happen to minorities, Asians, even, ganyan, black people, women. Mm-mm. And the difference between microaggressions and overt discrimination, overt meaning kita mo talaga agad.
Obvious.
Oo, or macroaggressions, mga mas malalaki, mas kita, ganyan, is that people who commit microaggressions might not even be aware of them. Na they didn't mean to be aggressive towards you, pero nasaktan ka na as someone who's part of the marginalized group na microaggression niya.
Actually, naisip ko to before pa, na most of the times, people who hurt me don't even know that they hurt me.
Mm.
So, naisip ko, shit, that's so probable sa other way around.
Mm-mm.
Na feeling ko, ang dami ko nang nasaktan without even me realizing it or noticing it. And I think, bulk of it, dahil sa microaggressions na ako mismo, hindi ko napansin na ginawa ko pala. Or hindi ko naisip na, oops, masakit pala yun.
Uh-uh.
And I think that's the value of talking about this stuff, microaggressions, para mag-surface siya sa consciousness natin, sa awareness natin. Ox.
Ano bang examples nitong mga microaggressions or
sige,
microaggressive statements natin? Mm. Isang pinaka-common example is saying the statement na, that's so gay. Guilty ako na I've said this.
Ako rin, mami!
Yes, when I was younger. And then when I said it out loud for the first time to someone, para akong sinampal yung sarili ko na, huh? What? Did I just say that? And what's wrong about being gay?
Na-realize mo? Or na-realize dahil ko, that, nakita mo yung expression niya?
No. When I heard myself say it out loud. Hindi ano eh. Kasi yung sinabihan ko ng ganon, like a masculine guy. Ganyan, naglolokohan kami. Tapos meron siyang ginawa or sinabi or something. Tapos sinabihan ko siya, that's so gay. I didn't even know where that came
as
from.
As if reprimanding him.
No, as joking. I was joking with him na ano ba yan? Para bakla
yung
ginawa mo.
Yung undertone. Ayun nga. So, pero yung undertone is it's a subtle reprimanding.
No, it was not reprimanding. It was an insult.
Oh. Okay.
Pabirong insult. So, that's what made it bad. And I realized na, oh my God, I used that to insult him. As if being gay is a derogatory term or an insult. Ganyan. So, it implies that being gay or, you know, being part of the queer community is negative, it's abnormal, it's undesirable, mm-hmm. it's funny, it's laughable.
Mm-mm. I think the context matters a lot. Kasi may times na I would use it in a celebratory tone.
Okay, yes, the context matters.
Yeah, yeah, na parang I would post sa personal IG ko kasi I usually post picture namin ng partner ko. And sometimes matatawa ako sa sarili ko na, oh my God, this is so gay. With kilig feelings.
Yes.
Or I would think or say that sa mga fina-follow kong gay icon. Salimbawa, si Shanti. Yung macho na fitness expert na nag-imbento ng insanity workout. So, ma-PDA din kasi yun sa IG niya. So, I would be, oh my God, this is so gay. Pero, natutuwa ako na, wow, okay, express mo pa yan, girl. Ay, sorry, so mali din yun. Na, okay, express mo pa yan. Sige. Yun. So, yeah, yeah. I think the tone and the context matters a lot.
Yes. Yes.
Ay, mabanggit ko lang, mami, yung si that is so gay, wait lang, may sumagot din yan eh. Ayan, sabi ni Atansky, yung expression na, quote-unquote, that's so gay. Yon. So, pareho kayo ng example.
That's a microaggression.
Agree.
What else? Another example. Ito, akala natin harmless, pero pag sinabihan ka na, you don't look gay.
Ano ba dapat ang itsura ng bakla?
Exactly my question. Ano ba itsura ng gay? It perpetuates a harmful stereotype that gays should look a certain way. Another example is, okay lang naman kung bakla ka, okay lang naman kung LGBTQ ka. As long as you don't flaunt it. As long as you don't practice it.
What? Anong pakialam nila sa kung anong paano may ipapractice yung gender at sexuality mo?
Correct.
It's like saying, okay lang naman na Filipino ka, but please don't flaunt it and please don't practice it.
Yes. Please don't show us your brown skin. Don't eat adobo. Labo.
Tsaka huwag ka magtatagalog pag nasa USA ka. Ganon siya. Ganon siya nakakabwisit.
Yes, it makes you feel that you should hide or you should minimize your identity. Diba? Yun. Another example ng microaggressive statement. Ito, I hate mo to, Carla. Yung,
ano?
Sino yung lalaki at babae sa inyo?
Or, yeah.
Mag-asawa na kayo. You got married in the US, blah, blah, blah. So, sino ang mommy at daddy? Sino ang husband and wife sa inyo?
Okay. Just to share, I know for a fact that questions like that, kasi in my circle ko mismo na kukuha yung ganyang tanong eh, I know na well-meaning. Kaya nga siya hidden homophobia eh. Even they don't realize that it's homophobic. It's homophobic because it's heteronormative. Meaning, tinitignan yung relasyon namin ng partner ko na babae through hetero lenses na dapat may lalaki na role, dapat may babae na role.
Yes.
So, one of my friends nga actually na nagtanong nun is very progressive. So, medyo nagulat ako na natanong niya yon. So, I know na there's no intention to discriminate at all. Very heteronormative lang talaga. Na dahil lumaki siya sa hetero environment and hetero reality, ganun niya tinitignan yung mga bagay-bagay.
Gets,
consciously
gets.
Or subconsciously. Uh-oh. Tapos, I was like, what do you mean sinong lalaki? What do you mean sinong babae? Pareho kami yung babae.
Uh-uh.
And she went like, no, yeah, but sino gumagawa ng male roles or female roles? Yun namang feminist in me yung medyo na activate. So I was
shukening.
Like, oo, so I was like, ano ba dapat ang male role at ano ba dapat ang female role? 'Di ba? Mm-hmm. Social construct lang yung mga 'yon.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So halimbawa, sabi ko sa kanya, kung ang tinatanong mo is sino ang nagsusundo at hatid, I'm doing it not because I'm the quote-unquote guy in the relationship, but because I'm the one who has a car.
Mm-mm.
Ala nga namang ako yung magpasundo sa kanya. Susunduin niya ako ng jeep.
But why not, Carla?
Tapos magka-car why kami.
Why not, Carla?
Yun. Or sino yung magluluto? Siya yung nagluluto. Hindi dahil siya yung quote-unquote babae sa relasyon, pero kasi, girl, itlog lang ang alam kong iluto, tsaka pansit canton. So, we fill in the role that we are capable and happy to fulfill.
Yep.
So, hindi dahil one of us is a guy. Ayun.
So, that's why it's a microaggression, that question. Marami pang ibang examples. You can look it up, guys. And, or you can feel it. Charot. You can experience it. Charang! Hopefully not. Pero, yun, these are just everyday, regular, people think harmless questions, right?
Mm-mm,
pero,
mm-mm.
Masakit siya.
Mm-mm.
Aggression siya.
And again, just to reiterate na, we know most of the time, well-meaning, maganda yung intention, or innocent. Not out of malice. We know. But the thing is, nabanggit na natin to dun sa isa pa nating episode, yung the tea about history.
Mm-hmm.
Our mistakes lie not in our intention, but in our lack of deliberation.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of your intention, kapag nakapanakit ka, nakapanakit ka. So hindi ka pwedeng maghugas kamay na, ay hindi naman yun ang ibig kong sabihin. Hindi ko naman intention yan. It's like, halimbawa, unintentionally, meron kang naitulak, tas nabagok. Mm. You can't just say, hindi ko naman intention na maitulak siya, so wala akong kasalanan. Magsasorry ka pa rin, di ba? Maybe for being clumsy, for not knowing na nandun pala siya. But still, you have to take responsibility na part ka nung harm done, even if it wasn't your intention.
Yes. So, how do we deal with microaggression? Ang hirap ito.
Sampalin mo!
Ayan! Relax lang, relax. It's so hard.
I know.
Lalo na for me, ganyan. Because the first step is to stay calm. And I'm not calm.
But your jaw, your panga is not calm.
My facial expressions are not gonna be calm.
Yeah. Yung but, biglang naniningkit na mata, not calm.
But it's the right thing to do. You have to be calm because you have to think straight kung paano mo haharapin itong microaggression.
Mm-hmm.
Ganyan. Tapos, isang sa nabasa kong advice is to educate or inform the person who did the microaggression. Pero, based on experience, not everyone is receptive to new information, lalo na kung unsolicited na lecture yan or like pointing out something wrong. The better way to tackle this, which I learned from you, Carla, maybe from you or somewhere else, pero napag-usapan na natin, I don't know. But the better way, based on experience also, is to ask them more questions. Like, why did you say that? Or why do you feel that way? Or why do you think that way?
In fairness, Mom, yung isa kong close friend na nagtanong sa akin kung sino ang lalaki at babae sa relasyon namin, in fairness, nakita ko sa itsura niya na na-realize niya na homophobic yung tanong niya. Kasi ang sagot ko was like, what do you mean male or female, girl or guy? Tapos nung in-explain na niya na sino yung nagtitake on ng male role and female role, eh, feminista yun. So, na-feel ko na habang sinasabi niya yun, tapos bumabagal yung question niya, parang napapaisip siya na, oh my God, what did I just say?
Correct. Exactly. So, even the most educated of us, even the most opinionated of us, those of us who think that we already know or that we're aware, we can still be guilty of doing these microaggressions or saying these microaggressive statements. So, yon. So, the advice is to educate or inform, but I would say it's better to ask them more questions of why they said that, why they think that way.
In a curious tone.
Yes, in a genuinely curious tone.
Oo, kasi kapag parang nangahamon na, ano yung sabihin?
So, bakit mo? Yeah, ang gulso mo sa beba, Away.
Sapakan.
Suntukan. Lang kwenta.
Help them realize themselves.
On their own, yes.
On their own.
Make them think. Make them think instead of forcing thoughts into their head.
Yes.
And then, ito, another advice is na nakikita ko rin sa iba-ibang people when they're talking about arguments, etc. But this one, they say, use I statements instead of you statements. So, for example, ikaw yung na-hurt, ikaw yung tinamaan ng microaggression, sasabihin mo, I felt hurt because you perpetuate harmful stereotypes, etc. Ganyan. Instead of saying, you are being offensive, you are perpetuating ganitong behavior.
Kasi sounds like an attack kapag you ka agad eh, no?
Yes. At saka hindi mo naman alam, you're already speaking for them.
Ah, na yun ang intention nila.
Oo. So better to speak for you. How did you feel?
Okay.
How did you think? Ganyan-ganyan. So, I felt so-and-so because...
Sige, try lang natin. Hindi to joke, totoo to.
Okay.
Bigyan mo ako ng isang microaggression para lang ma-practice natin yung sinasabi mo.
Ano ba example sa microaggression?
O kahit yan sa mga binigay mo.
Ah, sige. Okay lang. Ulitin ko na lang. Alam mo... You don't look like the other lesbians that I know.
Sino ba mga kilala? Sino ba mga kilala mong lesbian girl?
Si Ellen DeGeneres.
O ulit, take two.
Tangina.
Hindi, kalma. O sige, ganito pala. Question, di ba? What do you mean? What do you mean? Ano ba yung ina-expect mong itsura dapat?
Wala kang motorsiklo na Mio.
Mio? Are you being homophobic right now?
Hindi ko kasi hindi maikli yung hair mo. Hindi ka butch gumalaw. Hindi ka manly gumalaw.
Ah, talaga? Isip ko, anong question ang pwede ko ibigay sa kanya para makapag-isip siya?
I guess yung pagkaka sabi ko naman na I guess ganito, hindi na ako sure eh. So pagkakasagot ko. So I think that's an opening for you to educate that person kasi just because you're a lesbian doesn't mean they have to look a certain way. You don't have to dress up like a man. You can still wear makeup. You don't have to act masculine.
Ang naiisip kong approach nung sinabi mo yon na ba't di ka naka-motor, ba't di ka naka-short hair, I can lead it sa, ano yon? Gender expression yon. Iba yung gender expression, iba yung sexual orientation. Sexual orientation, kung kanino ka na-attract. Yung gender expression, yun yung masculine ba or feminine, magkaiba yon. So, kahit na ang gender expression ko is feminine, na-attract ako both sa males and females because I'm bi. Sounds calm enough?
Love it. Yes.
Okay.
Sounds rational and very informative. Kasi I think because you asked a question and they explained what they meant, it gave you an opening to explain.
Oo. Na relevant dun sa pagkakaalam nila.
Sagot niya. Yes.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. Ang hirap.
Hirap maging LGBTQ+.
Yan. And then, siguro for me, it's not as hard to deal with microaggressions because sometimes other people already do the defending or the correcting. So it's important to really surround yourself with open-minded people or like informed people, educated people.
Top of mind. Minsan, ano yung experience mo na ganun?
Hindi ko na maalala kung ano yung sinabi na microaggressive statement. Pero parang biglang more than one person in the group magsabi, wag ganun, hindi ganun. Nasabay-sabay sila na nagsalita.
To correct so, nakuyog that person. Yung nag-microaggression.
Oo. And nag-apologize naman siya agad. Parang, oo nga, sorry. Nag-apologize din siya agad. Because mayroon ng ibang tao na nag-speak up.
Oh, that's so nice. Nag-defend sa kabaklan
Yes, nag-defend. Yes. Oh, hindi naman towards me. Pero it was a general microaggressive statement. Or maybe it was a generalization or something. Pero yun, marami nang nagsabi na, okay. hindi ganun, sabay-sabay pa. Yun, galing.
That's nice.
Yun. Pero kung tuloy pa rin sila, maybe you'll have to set boundaries na. Na either you step away.
Distance yourself
from them. Disengage. Or you give them a deadline or a consequence na, ha, if you say something like that again, I do not want to speak to you anymore. Ganyan. You set a boundary, you set a line. Which is hard to do. Lalo na akong, kasi nga yung mga nakagawa ng microaggressive statements are people who do not intend to do that naman. So,
connected to that, naalala ko lang kasi, just this year, nag-set ako ng boundary with some person on a different matter. Hindi siya LGBT+ matter. Pero I had to set a boundary. So I consulted a friend, psychologist friend. Sabi ko, when I said na if by this time ganun pa rin, I will have to walk away. Sabi ko, is it manipulative on my part?
Ano sabi niya?
Sabi ni friend, may difference daw ang setting boundaries sa pagbigay ng ultimatum.
Oh, okay.
Yung pagbigay kasi ng ultimatum, yun yung may pagka-manipulative kasi you are dictating what the other person should do by this moment.
Okay, okay.
Pero, yung pag-set daw ng boundaries is, ine-express mo lang yung magiging consequence nung gagawin nila. Pero, ang i-control mo lang is yung behavior mo. Yung ultimatum kasi, kapag hindi ka nagbayad ng renta within this week, kailangan mong umalis sa bahay. Ganun yung ultimatum. Na legally, pwede naman talaga. Pero kumbaga, ang kokontrolin mo is yung behavior nila. Pero setting boundaries is saying na, okay, if by this period, ganun pa rin ang sitwasyon, o sige, malaya kang ipagpatuloy yan, pero ako, on my end, I will have to walk away. So, yung power mo, ini-impose mo sa sarili mo. You're just letting them know beforehand na this is what will happen.
So, hindi setting a boundary yung if you stay in that relationship, itatakwil ka ng pamilyang ito.
Shit.
For me, it's not setting a boundary. It's...
Oo nga eh.
It's giving someone a punishment.
Oo nga, no? Pero, ang... shit. Oo nga, ang tricky. Kasi ang papakialaman lang din naman niya is yung behavior niya. So, hindi ka na niya kakausapin if you stay gay. Shit. Itatanong ko ulit dun sa friend ko.
Sige. Baka pero tayo magkaroon ng episode where we'll have the chance to delineate what setting boundaries is compared to
manipulation.
Manipulating others. Yes.
May nagre-request pa nga ng episode eh kung meron daw bang healthy gaslighting. Ipa-clarify natin kung anong ibig sabihin nun. But anyway, sige. Okay. You know what, Mom? I'm not bothered kapag meron tayong mga pinag-uusapan na hindi pa natin masagot at the moment. Kasi feeling ko, mas na-flex yung brain muscles natin na meron tayong panibagong kailangan pag-isipan. Therefore, yes, it's a chance for us to learn something new again. No? Okay. Dahil dyan,
merong urge paminsan na magmagaling.
Oo.
At sabihin, alam na natin to.
Yes.
Pero that's not helpful for us and for other fellow adults kasi.
Oo.
Kaya mali pa yung ma-advise mo dyan, besh.
Mamarunong.
Kaya mamarunong. Karik.
Okay. Yan. Sige, sige. Assignment na lang natin yan.
Yes po.
Pero fellow adults, kung alam nyo ang kasagutan, please let us know. We need to hear from you if you know the answers also.
Yes, opo. Yan. So yun, Carla, for me, one of the hidden forms of homophobia are those microaggressions. How about you? Anong masyashare mo na form of hidden homophobia?
For me, isang problematic practice is yung either-or thinking or dichotomy thinking. Black and white. Walang spectrum.
Mm-mm.
Meaning, either you're quote-unquote straight or hetero or you're not. Or you're bakla.
Mm.
Walang in-between.
Mm-mm.
Kumbaga, classic na lumaki tayo, moms, na ang gender lang ay girl, boy, bakla, tomboy.
Buti nga, in-include mo pa yung bakla tomboy.
Oo. Hindi, pero yun lang. Ang konsepto, legit, listeners, as a 90s kid, lumaki ako na ang common knowledge, either you're, alimbawa, pinanganak kang babae, either you're straight or tomboy na Isa Seguera tomboy. Which he is not even, kasi trans man pala siya. Diba?
Yes.
Kapag pinanganak kang lalaki, either hetero ka na lalaki or quote-unquote parloristang bakla.
Mm.
Walang in-between.
Mm.
Yung ganong thinking, nagpe-permeate siya hanggang ngayon sa millennials, sa Gen Zs. I think less na sa Gen Z kasi nga informed generation na sila eh.
Love that.
Pero, marami pa rin akong naririnig na ganito. Yung mga nahahassle sa dami ng new terms, I get it. Hassle siya. Hindi ko ipagkakaila. Kasi, panibago, unfamiliar yun eh. Yung dami mong iniisip sa buhay, tapos makakakita ka ng 20 different flags ng LGBT plus community.
Yeah.
So yes, hassle siya. But to dismiss it as unnecessary is phobic. Why? Kasi, just because well-represented ka, kebs na sa iba. It's like lumping Asians together. Imagine mo, pag sinabi, pare-pareho lang yan, basta Asians. Mami, ang daming Asians. Merong Chinese, Filipinos, may Arabs.
May Southeast Asian. May South Asian.
Yes.
May East Asian.
So, pag napikon ka, kapag nilump ka, for example, na, oh, Asian delegation, nilump ka, tingin sa'yo, halimbawa, magkatabi kayo ng ano, isang taga-Oman, tsaka isang taga-China, oh, you're of the same race. Medyo nakakapikon, di ba? So, same din siya sa LGBT plus community. Kapag nilump nyo lahat ng female gays as lesbian, for example, me, I'm not lesbian, I'm bi, nakakapikon siya. Share ko lang, there's this Tinder experience a few years back. As in, nag-grace talaga yung heartbeat ko sa galit. So, may naka-match ako na homophobic guy, apparently. So, sa dating apps kasi, as early as possible, ini-introduce ko na bisexual ako just in case issue pala yun sa kanila.
Yeah.
At sa dating apps kasi, actually, mas marami kung nakaka-match na lalaki.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. So, usually, hindi yun issue sa kanila kasi mas nakahot pa nga sila. Na fantasizing na papayag ako sa threesome. So, I would be like, oh, sige, pero dalawa kayo lalaki.
Correct.
Ayun, guys, bi, pag sinabing bi, bisexual, not necessarily bi gamus, magkaiba yun, ha? Anyway, so this guy, homophobic pala. So, in-explain ko na I'm bi. Sabi niya, oh, so you've been in a relationship with guys and girls? Sabi ko, so far, girls pa lang, but I'm attracted to both guys and girls.
Mm.
Sabi niya, yeah, pero puro babae yung nakakarelasyon mo. Sabi ko, so far, oo.
Mm.
Sabi niya, so, you're someone who gets attracted to girls lang. Sabi ko, hindi nga, bi nga ako. Tapos pinipilit niya na, eh, puro babae lang mga nakarelasyon mo, diba? So, lesbian ka. Parang ako, tang ay na, marunong ka pa sa sexuality ko. Parang, ba't mo ba dinidictate? Ikaw ba ako? Anyway, binlock niya ako.
Okay, kalma. Hindi ito rin ang episode.
Told you. As in, nakakagalit talaga. Like, parang sinabi mo na dual citizen ka.
Mm.
Tapos,
hindi, Pinoy ka lang, Carla.
Pinoy ka lang. You can't be an American citizen.
Kasi, pinanganak ka sa Pilipinas. So, you can't be an American citizen.
Oo, kahit na pareho mong magulang, pure ka, no?
Uh-uh.
Or vice versa, di ba? Na pinanganak ka sa US, pero parehong Pinoy yung magulang mo.
Mm-mm.
Parang, ba't ba mas marunong ka pa, ha? Eh, kaka-chat lang natin 5 minutes ago. Anyway, yon, napaka either or thinking. I love this quote na nabasa ko, hindi ko mahanap. I was trying to find it online. Hindi ko mahanap kung sino yung nagsabi nung quote. Pero something like, the problem with human thinking is that we usually, if not always, think in dichotomy.
Mm.
Black or white.
Mm.
But if there's one thing na natutunan nitong taong to nung nagsabi ng quote. Ang tanda ko talaga, biologist siya.
Mm.
Sabi niya, if there's one thing na natutunan niya sa course ng long-term research and studies niya is that nature works in spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Spectra. It's never just yes or no, black or white. Kaya nga ang rainbow, spectrum yan. Wala namang opaque line niya in between the colors. Mm-hmm. Gradient siya.
Mm.
Even yung mga personality traits, hindi siya narcissistic or not. There's some narcissism in all of us. Nagkakatalo na lang sa intensity, sa scale. Kaya nga yung mga personality test, puro scale, di ba? Hindi yes or no. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 6, 7.
Yep.
Because nature works in spectrum, in spectra. It's never just black or white. Hindi tayo computer na 1 at 0, 1 at 0 lang yung coding. We're part of nature.
Mm-hmm.
At importanteng ma-realize natin yan kasi I love what Mr. Gregory Bateson said, anthropologist to, social scientist, and cyberneticist din pala, na may malaking influence sa fields ng social and behavior science. Sabi niya, the major problems in the world are the result of the difference between how nature works and the way people think.
Okay.
Na connected din sa sinabi ng isa sa favorite thinkers ko, si Yuval Noah Harari, world historian. Sabi niya, biology enables, culture forbids.
Mm-hmm.
Tas he went on to saying na, biology is willing to tolerate a very wide spectrum of possibilities. It's culture that obliges people to realize some possibilities while forbidding others.
Mm-hmm.
So, nakakainis na pinipilit natin yung dichotomy thinking Tapos ang ibibigay lang for example na proof ay some fictional ancient book.
Document.
Written
quote-unquote
by anonymous people from another era, another culture, another environment.
Thousands and thousands of years ago when there was still no proper documentation.
No science.
No fact-checking involved.
Yes.
Wala pang, ano nun eh, ano yung naglilimbag na machine? Ano nga tawag dun?
Printing press?
Wala pang printing press nun eh. Paano nila na-record yun? But anyway.
So, nakakainis lang na ngayon, pwedeng-pwede at kayang-kaya na nating intindihin ang kalikasan, and yet, ipipilit natin yung kind of thinking natin na obsolete. Mm. Upgrade, upgrade din.
Tama.
Yun. So, in many aspects of life, if not all aspects of life, I think it's important to realize that nature works in spectrum. It's never just black or white.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, one way to be a good ally or good fellow LGBT plus human being is to tolerate and accept that thinking. I know mas hassle siya. Pero yun yung healthy eh.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So, iwas po tayo sa either or thinking and embrace spectrum.
Love it.
Alright. Ano, crowdsource pa tayo?
Game.
Sabi naman ng fellow adults natin, ito, sabi ni Nicole Francis.
Mm.
Oh my God. Sabi niya, hidden homophobia. Yung nalaman nila na hindi ka straight, tas bigla nilang iniisip na baka may gusto ka sa kanila.
Wow!
Oh my God.
I hate that. Yung...
Yes!
Ay, sorry.
Okay. Sige.
I dislike that. Wow!
It's okay to hate it.
Lalo na yung mostly, well, in my experience, mostly mga guys, na pag-akala nila, when someone is gay, it automatically means that person is attracted to them. Excuse me, gay people also have standards like you.
May and, taste po.
True. So, don't assume. Na, and also, just because you realize na someone is lesbian or they're attracted to women, GGS na si ate na akala niya, crush na siya agad just because attracted to women. Yung isang tao.
To women, hindi all women. Ano to?
Correct. Wag filingero at filingera.
Okay. I know of a female coach na one of her clients, tinuturuan niya, personal training. Ang tagal na niyang client nun, ha? And then, when finally, sa kwentuhan nila, nabanggit nga nito ni female coach na she's gay, na she's actually dating a woman.
Mm.
The female client was like, "Nako coach, gay ka pala or lesbian ka pala." Hindi pa niya yata naintindihan yung konsepto ng bi. Anyway, "Nako coach, di ka pala straight. Baka hipuan mo ako ah." It's not a funny joke at all. That's so homophobic.
It is not a funny joke. LGBTQ people are not
sexual perpetrators.
Sexual predators.
Some might be,
yeah,
pero hindi siya inherent characteristic ng LGBT plus people.
The same way heterosexual people or cisgender people can become sexual predators.
Mm-mm.
Or not.
Mm-mm. Nakakapikon, di ba? Like, I was so offended on behalf of this female coach. Tapos even before, back then, ito naman, ibang anecdote. So, meron akong isa pang female friend na sa College of Engineering nagtapos. Mm. So, puro lalaki, maraming lalaki doon.
Mm.
As in, imbalance ang male-female ratio. Mas maraming lalaki talaga sa engineering noong mga panahon na yon, nung college kami. So, kinakwento niya. So, nag-overnight sila sa org nila. And she was in bed na, pero naririnig niya na nagkukwentuhan yung mga lalaki. May pinagkakwentuhan na some org mate apparently is gay.
Tapos they were like, "Naku, bakla pala yun, eh, kasama natin sa overnight, ganun-ganun, ganyan, blah, 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 baka may gusto sa yun, blah, blah." Hindi natiis nung female friend ko, tumayo siya from bed at pumunta dun sa mga nagkukwentuhan. Sabi niya, "Feeling nyo naman ang gagwapo nyo?"
Ah! Boom! Bogs! And kahit nagwapo kayo, hindi automatically meaning na magkakagusto sa inyo yung tao. Oh. Wag feeling ero.
Sobrang seryoso, guys. Ang kadiri nung ganong thinking na lahat ng bakla, pag lalaki ka, gusto ka nila. Or lahat ng lesbian or bi females, pag babae ka, gusto ka namin. Parang, oh my God, excuse me.
Kakaloka.
Yun lang naman. Kakalit kami.
Ano pa? Galitan pa natin. Charot. Kalmado tayo.
This one, hindi nga siya hidden, homophobia. Pero since ni-pour out nga yung buong pagkatao niya sa entry, sige, basahin natin.
Yeah.
Trigger warning sa mga may church trauma dyan. You might want to skip a minute of this episode. Pero balik kayo, guys, ha. Ito. Basahin natin. From Vito. So, ang chika ni Vito, basahin natin, ha. Dear, it's an adult thing. Charot. De, ito. This experience, sobrang traumatic nito. Like, may ka-churchmate ako na super love the Lord. Like, halos tingin ng lahat sa kanya. Pero brother kasi, sobrang one call away. Tapos, laging maasahan sa lahat ng bagay. Grabe din mag-share ng testimony. Tapos, one day, nag-out siya. Tapos, nakita ko kung paano siya i-condemn ng church. Like, halos pandirian siya ng mga tao na pumupuri sa kanya ng sobra-sobra. Bigla siyang pinandirian na dumating sa point na di na siya pinapansin sa church meetings. Tapos, ayun, grabe talaga yung chismisan that time. Halos sinasabihan siya ng demonyo. That time, super nagulat ako and natakot kasi that time di pa ako out. And sobrang mahal ko yung mga bro and sis na to. Kaso ayun, sobrang nadurog yung puso ko talaga sa nakita ko. Like, halos lumaki kami sa church, tapos dahil lang doon, nagbago lahat. Kaya ito, as of now, from active church joiner ngayon, halos din ako nakakapunta kasi nag-out na ako and tuwing pumupunta ako, minamata nila lang ako. Tapos naka-parenthesis, random ko eh. Ayun, sobrang traumatic lang noon. Kung nagawa nila yun sa ka-churchmate ko, paano na lang sa akin pag di ako nakatingin? Hi!
Hugs, Vito.
Hugs. Grabe, no? From belongingness to sudden outcast.
Yeah.
Kahit na naniniwala ka, kahit na dutiful ka sa mga church activities, just because you happen to love a certain sex. Hi.
Yeah. Sana makahanap ka pa, Vito, ng ibang group, not necessarily religious, but a group or community that can support you.
And celebrate who you are.
Celebrate who you are and help you fulfill your spiritual needs. Ganyan. Meron dyan, somewhere.
Okay. Round 2 na natin ng i-share, Mom Shnika. Parang ang haba na ng recording natin, no? Can we make this a two-parter?
I think it deserves to have a two-parter. Kasi dahil hidden siya, bihira siya mapag-usapan. So I think i-push natin na ito maging 2 episodes, maging special series ito.
Oo, parang we won't do justice kapag madaliin natin at hindi natin ihimay yung nuances ng conversation, no?
Yeah.
So, okay, para mas ma-accommodate natin yung thoughts na yon and issues na yon, sige. Gawin natin siyang 2-part convo, 2-part chikahan.
Yes.
At saka for sure din, guys, kayo rin, marami pa kayong gustong i-share na na-experience nyo. Pwedeng kayo yung nakapag-microaggression or pwedeng kayong nasa receiving end. Paki-share naman sa amin. Mm-mm. You can share that to us by sharing this episode on your social media with your own thoughts or kwento in the caption. Pakitag na lang kami at It's an Adult Thing, and hopefully we'll get to reshare your post to our adulting tribe.
Yes. And also, fellow adults, if you haven't subscribed to the show yet, kung hindi nyo pa napipindot yung bell icon ng It's an Adult Thing sa Spotify or sa anumang podcast platform na ginagamit niyo para makinig sa atin, pakipindot na please so that you can subscribe, yung subscribe button. It will keep you updated pag may bago tayong episode na nilabas agad.
Yes. Di nyo pagsisihan, guys, pag nag-subscribe kayo sa It's an Adult Thing. Kasi, hindi lang sa main chikahan natin may adulting learnings.
Yes!
Meron pa tayong pa-bonus segment towards the end of our episode. So, for those new to our adulting tribe, we call this bonus segment the Record Round. Dito kami, or tayo, nagre-recommend ng tried and tested adulting hacks na pwedeng makatulong sa isa't isa.
Sige, anong reco mo, Carla?
Ako, ang reco ko, particularly for females na either sexually active na or planning to be sexually active, ay please magpa-HPV vaccine kayo. Guys, sa ngayon, as of time of recording, ang only cancer pa lang na merong bakuna against it is cervical cancer. So, why not avail of it? Ito yon, kasi most cervical cancers ay caused ng HPV or
human papillomavirus. Or
papilloma?
Yes.
Okay. Human papilloma virus.
Yes.
HPV. So, kung may vaccine tayo against it, ma-eliminate or at least man lang ma-minimize yung chance na magka-cervical cancer. Crucial na magkabakuna niyan actually as early as 12 years old.
Yep.
Kahit nga mga lalaki
Yes.
Kasi STICHPV, sexually transmitted infection. So, mas maganda na before pa any sexual encounter, may bakuna na. Para by the time ma-expose sa virus, may panlaban na. Mapupuksa agad yung virus.
Yeah.
At people don't realize kung gaano ka widespread ang HPV viruses. Mm-hmm. I think 70% ng sexually active females infected or carrier ng HPV.
Yeah. Actually, ang men, marami ring lalaki ang may HPV.
Yes.
But they're just carriers.
Kasi wala silang cervix.
So, hindi nagmamanifest sa kanila.
Mm-mm.
Pero, they're carriers. They're spreaders.
Yes. So, kung magpapabakuna sila, helpful din yun para hindi na sila maging carrier at spreader.
Yep.
Yun nga lang, mas high risk ang HPV sa females kasi yun usually ang cause ng cervical cancers. Ang mga lalaki, walang cervix. So, mas urgent for us females na mag-HPV vax. Magtanong na kayo sa mga kakilala niyong doktor, yung pinagpabakunahan ko, not even OB yung tropa namin na doktor, si Doc Dina.
Cardio yun.
Cardio yun. So, nag-order lang siya for me ng yung mismong bakuna. Tapos tinuruka niya ako. Siyempre, waive na yung PF niya, professional fee, as a lifelong tropa. So, you might know some ways para medyo makatipid. Because it's not cheap eh. Pero kaya naman.
It's not cheap. And it's, ano, more than one vaccine. It's 3.
Yung iba 3. Yung sa akin, 2 doses lang.
Yeah, that's good
advice. Ask your doctors, especially OB-GYNs, about that. Ikaw, mami, what's your reco?
My recommendation would be, if you want to understand the SOGI SC better, aside from listening to our previous SOGI SC episode and our coming and this, out episode, etc. And this episode. If you want a very quick visual representation of what SOGI SC is, yung sexual orientation, gender identity, expression, and sex characteristic, you can look up the gender-bred person.
Genderbread? Ang cute! Parang gingerbread?
Yes!
Ang cute!
Inspired by the gingerbread man. But we do not want to assume his sexual orientation or his identity or his gender. So we call him the genderbread person. So
cute!
Yes, it's a really helpful way for you to remember ano nga ba yung sexual orientation, ano nga ba yung gender identity, ano ba yung expression, ano ba yung nasa utak, ano ang nasa puso, ano ang nasa between the legs, at ano ang nasa outer expression. So yun. Super good visual.
Can we link its episode description?
Sure. They can just look it up. It will appear.
Yeah.
Pero yun. Yes, we shall link it.
Para less effort na sa fellow adults natin, pipindutin nyo na lang sa episode description. Tapos pag pindut nyo ng episode description, pindutin nyo na rin yung 5 stars.
Tama!
Rate nyo na rin kami. 5 stars.
Oo, nasa 1,000 plus na yung ratings natin. At so far, good ratings.
Yay!
So far, loving it. So, dagdag pa kayo, fellow adults, ng ratings para mas marami pang makapakinig sa atin.
Yes, thank you. We hope, guys, that those hacks can help you like they helped us.
Mm-hmm.
So, sa ngayon, Gora Bells na muna kami. Pero, pakiabangan at pakipakinggan din yung part 2 nitong discussion na to.
Yep.
Release namin as soon as we can.
Yes.
For now, sibat na kami. We got a Betsy. This has been Carla.
And Nika, re-examining the cultural norms we grew up in to cultivate a safer world to live in. Because
it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.